We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So what is the flight like? I know in your days here, you had a lot more fun flights home or good flights home. But, of course, you guys have lost tough games.
Oh, yeah.
What was the word?
They were quiet last night.
So is that what the flight like on the way home?
Oh, yeah. You know, that hurt last night. That game hurt. You can tell the effort that they put out there, how hard they fought in that game yesterday. And that's why I don't have sort of this doom and gloom feeling about the team because, quite frankly, you know, I told you Friday I was worried about them going into in that game. And I know how what my natural feeling is, right? So when I woke up Friday and I wasn't feeling like, yeah, I can't, you know, wait till this game Sunday. I'm feeling good about the Eagles. They're going to win this game. And it was more of, damn, man, are we really good enough to beat this team? You know, this team got a good defense. They got a good running game. How are we going to stop this? What did I tell you Friday? How are we going to stop this Cowboys offense? That was my main concern. Now, they kept them out of the end zone, but they couldn't keep them from converting third down.
Well, and they all, oh my God.
And staying on the field.
But no, but they got turnovers too, and that was the only reason they were in the
game. That's the only reason more points weren't on the board.
Yeah, it's the only reason they were in the game. Yeah. They got the three turnovers.
Yeah.
And they were timely and one set up a touchdown
for
the Eagles. So really, you look at it, the defense kept them in the game even though they got gashed for yards all day long. I mean, listen, Dak Prescott looked like he was one of the top quarterbacks in the league at times yesterday. And Amari Cooper helped him with that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the only guy he really threw the ball to. Did he throw the ball to anybody else? I know he threw it to the tight end a couple times. But, man, I don't really remember anybody else catching the ball.
Right. No doubt about it. So
tight end caught the ball a few times.
So, Ike, I came in here today really disappointed, kind of worried about the short-term future of the entire team, but also like being like, damn, Carson, what are you doing, man? You were supposed to go in and win that game. That was a game you're supposed to win. You came in here today saying, you're not even worried about Carson at all. You're just kind of looking at the Cowboys and being like, they're a better team. It's that simple.
I'm worried about this team moving forward. That's what I'm worried about. You know, this year is going to be whatever this year is going to be. You know, I look at the Cowboys. They're young. They're young. All those guys are draft picks that are over there. You know, they're going to add guys here and there. So I worry after this offseason and the Eagles start to shed some salary or what have you, we don't have much in the cupboard in the way of young talent ready to take over starting roles, ready to blossom. Whereas the Cowboys, they have young defensive players and young offensive players already in starting roles. Like their young players are part of the reason that they are where they are. Whereas the Eagles' success primarily last year was due to free agents, was due to veterans. Now, that's Carson's supporting cast is what I'm talking about.
Right.
Carson is the young gun in the bunch, but the majority of that supporting cast came via free agency.
Yeah, no doubt.
And not only that, there were guys that came via trade, like a Ron Darby, right? Not only do we not know if Ron Darby is a guy you want to commit long-term to, he's injured right now. That's a guy you traded for that you can't even say he's your starting corner next year or for the next 2 or 3 years or 4 years.
Traded a three, used the three with Rasul, used the two with Sidney Jones, gave him an entire redshirt year to come back this year.
Then I worry, can the young guys that we have, can they play?
Well, that's
Rasul Douglas, Sidney Jones, can they actually play? Are these guys starters?
Yeah, I
right? So that's what I came away with. A little bit concerned. I'm looking at the Cowboys. Hey, tip your cap. It's their year over the Eagles as far as the NFC East goes. They got it. But moving forward, and I'm like, okay, what do we have around Carson and Fletcher moving forward that's going to allow us to not have this happen next year with the Cowboys. If we want to disrespect the Giants and say they don't mean it, I'm not even looking at what Saquon did yesterday and Odell and Evan Ingram and Sterling Shepard, right? We're not even looking at that. If I just look at the Cowboys and I say, okay, we got to come back and compete against this next year.
Yep.
How do we stop them from repeating as NFC East champions? What's our squad going to look like? When they I don't think they're losing one player. That whole team is coming back.
Giants?
No, the Cowboys.
The Cowboys, yeah. The Giants, it's just, do they draft a young quarterback to be an understudy? Right. Eli looks like he's coming back at this point. And then the Redskins, they look like a potential mess because Alex Smith, they're worried about his career. They're not worried about him coming back even next year at this point. Who knows?
Think about the questions we have on defense. On defense alone, the whole secondary. The whole secondary. Is Malcolm coming back for another year? The whole secondary. The linebackers. All the linebackers. Jordan Hicks can't stay healthy.
Nope.
Do we even want Nigel Bradham to stay, right, at the price tag that he costs you?
I don't know.
The defensive line. Is there any player on this defensive line?
Fletcher Cox and Michael Bennett, I would think, are back next year.
So Bennett has earned his way back here next year.
That might be
Now you're looking at a 35-year-old DN next year.
That might be it.
Right? To go with Derek Barnett.
And at some point,
that's all you got, right?
You can go
Tim
out.
Tim Jernigan in his back. He didn't play yesterday.
But there's not enough duct tape, and it wouldn't be wise just to put duct tape on that, right? It wouldn't be wise just to go out and be like, well, keep him for another year and sign this guy to a new – get this free agent, bring him in here. At some point, you got to get young players that are going to grow.
Exactly.
And that point may be next year, may start next year.
Well, that's the thing. But now you're talking about you got to hit on those young guys. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You can draft young guys, but you got to get them right.
Ron in Overbrook. Hi, Ron.
Gentlemen. What's happening?
We got you, Ron.
What's up, Ron?
What's up?
Oh, I can tell you what's up. Well, listen, you guys are touching on everything that I wanted to talk about today, and you're touching on mostly about not being effective moving forward, and like you touched on it. Listen, I'm frustrated with Carson's play on the field. Carson is frustrated with his play. His skilled players, i.e. Alshon Jeffries and Golden Tate, is frustrated with his play. Pretty much all the Eagles fans are frustrated with his play. My question is it a lack of confidence? And is it escapability that's affecting his play? Or is it this crappy RPO system that we're running that the league is caught up with, Carson and Doug? Mm-hmm. And how do you think his play is going to affect his players going forward into next year? Like, what's their mindset going to be? Are they going to want to play with Carson next year looking at, well, you know, he over-targets Zach Ertz all the time. This right. guy, he's not locked in. He doesn't have the full scope of the team like he had last year. I'm concerned, like you say, I'm concerned about what the team's going to look like going forward. I know Carson's a young gun, but I'm really concerned about his mental state, and I really think that Doug has to scrap this RPO thing, and we got to go with a whole new game plan next year. I'm just concerned and want to know what you think about that, man, because yesterday – Yeah. I'm like you. I wasn't as upset or angry. I mean, of course, I don't want the Cowboys to get in, and I wasn't that hurt about it. But at the same time, I'm like looking like, yo, their body language is damn really frustrated about, I don't know if it's Doug or if it's.
Sorry, Ron, you're cutting in and out, but we got you, man. I understand what you're saying.
I started looking at, man, moving forward, right, with the team. I'm like, okay, so this is who we're going to have to basically fight against every year to win the NFC East. Okay, so what are we going to look like moving forward? And that's why when we came on earlier, I said, man, I came away from that game saying, Cowboys is just a better team. They're a better team. And I'm not saying they are head and shoulders better than the Eagles, but clearly through nine quarters, they outplayed the Eagles. Eagles never led through two games against the Cowboys. They were in comeback mode in both games. So all I can say is had the tables been reversed and they were in the Eagles' favor, I would clearly be sitting here saying the Eagles are the better team. Had they beat the Cowboys twice.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, honestly, we look at the – I don't know how you can –
That's a year-to-year thing.
And forget about the results because, if, like you said, they swept them, the Eagles didn't lead or whatever. Just my eye tells me right now moving forward, at least for the short-term distance, this is a better team. They have a better defense. They have players that are playing right now. Their offense is pretty much set.
Well, and Cooper helped them out big time.
Big time.
I mean, big time. Offense was vanilla before
big
the end.
Time.
The offense did it. It did nothing.
They have their running back. They have their quarterback. You can debate on how good he really is. They have
right.
they have a good wide receiver now.
Oh, he's a manager. I mean,
I don't think much different about Dak after yesterday.
Exactly.
But then their defense is actually really good now. So now you look at the Eagles. We thought the Eagles were so great and the Cowboys were so bad. And now you look at it, you're like, you know what? They're set up as a better team right now, Ike.
Yeah, moving forward. I'm just saying, you just look where they've hit on their draft picks. Now, again, it's not like, and that's the great thing about the NFL, it is a year-to-year league. It just is. Keep going back to the Cowboys being 13-3 2 years ago, to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl last year, to the Cowboys winning the division this year, seemingly. So it changes. Hasn't been a repeat winner in this division since 2003-04, right?
Yep.
So,
since you were here.
It's a year-to-year league. It is what it is. But it doesn't mean it won't be the Redskins' turn
or the Giants.
Or the Giants'
no,
turn
that's
next
a, believe
year.
Me. That's what
no
it,
guarantee that it's us.
That's what I was just thinking. Joey in Salem. Hi, Joey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You have a great show. Listen,
we got to know it won't be the Redskins. It won't be the Redskins.
I just want to point out, like, the two calls that the referees kind of blew, like, the first play of the game, I feel like that's a blown call. Like, Eagles clearly recovered the ball. And I just feel that, you know, that would have changed the whole game if they would have gave them the ball. It should never have went back to the Cowboys. And I think that was just a blown call. And I think the second one with the Dallas Goedert pass interference, that was another one. It's just like, are you blind? Do you need glasses?
Yeah.
Get their eyes checked or what?
And we aren't as outraged about the Goddard play because we wind up scoring eventually anyway. But that's still time that could have been saved.
Yep.
Right?
Agreed.
I mean, Eagles could have got the ball back.
I mean, if anything, it should have been a hit to the helmet, a hit to the head because she got hit.
Oh, you're not kidding, man. That was an egregious penalty.
Ball.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like, really? Are you kidding me?
Well, it's funny because that's what I thought the call was.
Me too.
I was.
You could see it. You could see it
like,
real time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could see. Like, you could see it real time. That was clearly helmet to helmet. It wasn't even close. And when they said offensive pass interference, I'm like, oh, they picked. They must have done a pick play.
Yeah.
And it was obvious, or he pushed off, right?
Yeah. No Golden Tate yesterday.
Was he active? Was he on the?
He was active.
Was he? Oh, you know, he had a nice block.
He did have a nice block. Was that on the run?
I think it was a Josh Adams run. Yeah.
Oh, Josh Adams played yesterday too.
Don't start with me, man.
Josh Adams?
Well, no. It's seven carries though, Ike.
No, I hear you. Listen, hey, did they even have the that first half went by so fast?
17 plays.
Listen, I thought when it got to halftime, I was like, I only remember seeing the Cowboys out there on the field in the first half. I don't even remember any Eagles plays from the first half.
I was blown away, like you, when I looked down and it's like, hold on, that's a 2-minute warning. At first, I thought it was like they already had the end of the first quarter, right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable that first half.
But not that it mattered because Doug came out early and tried to run the ball, and then. When that kind of didn't work, and then it was a three and out, because they had success on that first drive to where they got it near midfield, and then it was like three and out, three and out, three and out.
Is that the one where, I don't know, it looked like it was some miscommunication between he and Golden Tate?
Yes.
That the throw?
Yes.
Where, yeah. Oh, he missed Goddard on the throw?
Well, it was fourth and short to where I remember being like.
You thought about going for it?
Well, no, you knew you couldn't, but you're like, damn. You wanted to go for it, but you knew you wouldn't do it that early. The way the whole first half worked out, I mean, why not at this point? 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
We got to get Goddard involved a little bit more.
93 plays for the Cowboys, 48. How many for the Eagles?
93 for the Cowboys, 48 for the Eagles. It's only the fifth time in NFL history that's ever happened.
Wow.
I looked it up. The fifth time in NFL history a team has run that many plays and the other team has run that few plays.
That's unbelievable, man.
Is it as simple as
93 plays?
Like, it felt like that. Well, think about overtime.
Yeah, I know.
They ate the whole damn time.
They ate up that whole clock.
The whole clock. They would have taken it all the way down to 3 seconds if they would have just gotten that first down.
Yesterday,
and not a touchdown.
Yesterday is the only day that I wanted to do the college rule.
Where you, I'm always for the college rule.
I'm like, man.
Put them at midfield,
put them
though.
Yeah. Hey, we don't get a chance.
When
we don't get the ball at all.
When they didn't get the coin, when they didn't get the flip, you had the same reaction.
Yep.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, they're going back out on the field, the defense.
Defense back out, already tired.
Yeah.
And by the last couple plays.
I was already pulling all my hair out from that final drive. I thought they were going to get a chance to kick at least an attempt.
That defense
at the game-winning field goal.
That defense played their heart out, man. They did.
They did, man. They did.
93 plays. That's like Chip Kelly. 888-729-9494. He didn't care about time of possession, though. No. Just the plays. Like
93 plays. 93?
888-729-9494. Is it as simple or simply explained that the Cowboys are just a better team?
Yeah, somebody want to blame the D?
Instead of me. Really? Okay. We'll check them out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.